Senate Bill 166, approximately 9 minutes. I think that probably double the time which the secretary will need since he became a secretary and no longer a senator. Secretary Christensen.
Thank you. I will be very brief. In 2000, the legislature adopted the proposal to have a $2,300 application of processing fee.
Excuse me, Mr. Secretary. I failed to let the people know out here what the bill is and which I will do at this time. It's an act to make an appropriation to the Department of Education and Cultural Affairs to reimburse fees and provide a stipend for National Board for Professional Teaching Standards Certified Teachers.
Thank you. And, Mr. Chairman, this was passed last year. It's going to be a yearly kind of thing because what it does is it gives money to the department to pay for this fee for them to take the test. And then a $1,000 a year reward for 5 years for teachers who pass the test. This process of the National Board Certified offers a special certificate to teachers who demonstrate knowledge and skills, and I think you're all aware of the program. Prior to the time the state subsidy was created, only South Dakota only had one nationally board certified teacher. That person has since moved out of state. But in the first year after the state agreed to help subsidize the process, we had 19 South Dakota teachers sign up for the program. At the end of the long year process, 15 took the final exam. 8 of those were successful in the first attempt, and it appears that the 7 remaining candidates will, in fact, go back and test in the areas where they did not pass. So we're hopeful and believe that those 5 will also pass. This special appropriation is necessary to provide funds to pay for the stipends for the teachers who have already been certified for that 5-year period, as well as the fees for the stipend for taking the test for each person. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I urge your support of this bill.
Mr. Secretary, is this just for the stipend then for this coming year?
Yes, this is a 1 year at a time kind of deal. We will come back every year with this, and hopefully it will continue to be funded each year.
Is there a reason why this was not put into your budget when you went to appropriations?
I'm sure there is a reason. The question is, do I know it?
Would you share that with us?
I'm guessing. I don't know why exactly it ended up the way it was, but I suspect it was a kind of thing where it was viewed as it needed to be a special so that we would look at it each year. I mean, ultimately, I suspect it really needs to be just in the base budget, so we don't need to come back every year like this.
I certainly would encourage that, because what I plan on doing with the bill, if it passes out of this committee, is send it over to appropriations anyway. Had the choice whether we could hear why or do it from the floor, or else do it from here. So that's what I plan on doing with the bill for the rest of the committee, so that you know if we do pass. Any further questions of the secretary?
Thank you,
Ray. Any other proponents?
Lona Lewis, lobbyist for South Dakota Education Association. Obviously, we're in support of the bill. We're also very much in support of the questions that you just asked, Senator Rose, because we too felt this would be an ongoing appropriation. And one of the things we don't understand is why it has to be yearly, because there are folks out there right now working on National Board certification that expect that whatever is in state law will be available to them. So while we're very much in support of the bill, we do hope the process can be worked out eventually, that it's just part of ongoing appropriations. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, Gene Ank, representing the Associated School Boards, we certainly support this and have supported it all the way, and I think, too, it ought to be an automatic instead of a special set-aside.
Thank you. Any further proponents? Any further proponents of Senate Bill 166? Seeing none, we'll then move to the opponents of Senate Bill 166. Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and action.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, and I don't disagree sending it to appropriations, but I don't think we have time to do that. Because of the calendar and posting time, it'll never get out of appropriations and back to the floor. So I think we'll have a problem doing that.
We can take it over there. In fact, I talked to the chairman of the Senate Appropriations this morning and told him what I thought needed to be done, and he said yes to send it over. He didn't have a problem with it. I think right along the same line of thinking, I'd like to just call your attention to, we heard on the floor yesterday where we had an appropriation of $50,000, and it was presented to us that at this time to leave it at 50, not real sure if we're going to have the $50,000 for that. And that does concern me about this. However, I see no other way that we can do it. We, as a committee, are on the floor. We have no access, or unless we would get into the general bill when it comes to the floor. And I guess you and I are both familiar with the problems with that. So that's, I guess, and I understand. I'm concerned, because is this going to be one of those, if we've only got $20,000, what do we do then with the people that we have told that we will pay for your fees, you will get a $1,000 stipend, 5 years, and the school board will pay $1,000? That does concern me, and I hope to discuss that with the Appropriations Committee also. Senator Hotmeyer.
Chairman, you may have misunderstood me, though. I don't know that we can send it from here and get the bill posted for appropriations and have it acted on and back to the floor by Thursday. That's my concern, is I don't think that appropriations can get it posted and get it back to us, because bill deadline has to be out of House of Origin Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Unless we suspend the rules. Senator Dugard.
That's the point I was just going to make. It's a two-thirds vote anyway on a special appropriation.
So we could go with the two-thirds vote to bring it to the floor. Okay. Thank you. Does that kind of answer the problem?
Yeah, I don't have a problem doing that. I mean, you know, I'm glad that the governor's finally come around. I had that national board certification thing for about 3 years before the governor come on board, and I'm glad to see he's done it, and I would move do pass.
Second.
Do pass by Senator Hutmacher. Do pass to appropriations. Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hutmacher.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
7 days,
1 day. Senate Bill 166 will go to the Appropriation Committee on a recommendation of due pass. Thank you, committee.